We'll start. Let's see. Today is March 24th. The time is 9:30 on the dot. We're meeting for a work session at 61 South Main, Farmington, room 306. The following commissioners are present: Bob Stevenson, Lorraine Kamalu, myself. If we could start with Solana, if everyone can state your names, we'll go around the room and say who's here.
Solana Guest, Clerk's Office.
Brian McKenzie, County Clerk.
Scott Park, County Controller.
Lorraine Kamalu, Commissioner.
John Crofts, Commissioner.
Bob Stevenson, Commissioner.
Arnold Glitter, Sheriff's Office.
Taylor West, Sheriff's Office.
Sean Cho, Human Resources.
Anthony Archuleta, Commission.
Carrie Beck, Commission.
Jeff Hassel, Information Systems.
Okay. Thank you. We have one agenda item today. We're going to turn the time over to Taylor West, Chief Taylor West.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'll be quick. As many of you know, we are preparing to merge our dispatch center, as all of you know, we're preparing to merge our dispatch center with Layton. When that happens, there are several employees that work in the dispatch center now that have over 10 years, so they would receive a payout of their sick leave at 33%, 33 cents on the dollar. That payout, if I've calculated it correctly, for the 10 that meet that 10-year burden, or for those that meet that 10-year burden, is about $34,163 that the county will pay. There are some additional employees that have been at the center, some of them a long time, but not quite 10 years, and have been dedicated. And my proposal to you today is that we also pay them out at 33%. And the reason I'm asking for that is it's a good retention for us that they don't just bail now before that they go, especially if they're not intending to go work for Layton. We need them to stay in our center. We're not hiring people. We don't have any intention of backfilling people if somebody leaves. And so if one or two of them left, I know there's at least two or three of them that aren't going to Layton. If they left early, the overtime alone would be pretty significant for us to cover. So if we were to pay everyone in the center that 33% payout, or $500, the greater of those two numbers, because some of them only have, you know, one of them here would only be an $81 payout. That would bring the total from $34,000 to $47,593. So an increase of about $13,500 in order to do that. I think we would very easily eat that up in overtime over this next couple of months if someone were to bail now. So that's the proposal. I printed a couple of copies of it that maybe articulates it a little better. I only brought five, but you guys can take one if you want to look at that and kind of see how that affects and who it affects. Really, it's those dispatchers in the three to five to seven year area that we would hate to lose. They're fully trained and great dispatchers, but some of them are looking at different careers and they may not be going to wait, and we'd like to keep on the hook.
This is very similar to what we did with the medical.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
actually paramedics also.
Correct. Yeah.
And how much more time are we anticipating that we need them?
So October 1st is our target date to move over, and I think we'll do it on October 1st. Looks like everything's on schedule.
So Chief West, thank you for coming up with this proposal, and I've reviewed it. I would like to state that I'm not, our previous controller expressed some concern with Bountiful taking away other cities from the county, and I did read the feasibility study that stated that it would be better for the county to have a county-wide dispatch center. I know that wasn't able to happen. I know it's been a decision that has been in the making for a long, long time. I'm disappointed in Bountiful, and I will say that I've told them that as much, but I think that it could have been a better system to have Davis County do a unified dispatch for the whole county, and the feasibility study stated that. We had some very good people that were involved with that, emergency management, law enforcement, everybody. That feasibility study was so comprehensive. I think it's an example of sometimes things just don't go the best way that they should have. And thank you for making the best out of the bad situation. So I don't have any questions on it. I agree with your approach on this.
I was just going to clarify. So this is on the condition that they stay until the merger. So no one gets paid out until October 1st.
Correct.
Right.
That's what I understood.
That's the intent of this. The exception to that would be if someone's already got their 10 years, they can leave whenever.
Just for those under 10 years, they have to stay through October 1st.
Through the merger.
Yes, through the merger, whatever that is, if it's October 6th or whatever.
So Taylor, is as far as them going over late, or some choosing not to go over late, is that kind of what?
Yeah, there's a couple that are just not going to be dispatchers. They don't want to be dispatchers anymore. They're going to get out. And they have indicated they may not want to stay the whole time through, but I think this may incentivize them. And then I think although we're very confident that our people are going to be hired by Layton, they could always not hire some of our people. That's not the feedback I've got from them and their chief. I think their intent is to hire. There's maybe one questionable that they have some issues with, and quite frankly, I think those issues are justified. But other than that, I think they're going to take everybody that wants a job on their time.
That's great. Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and it does remind me of the change to the paramedics when we did that.
That's all I have.
Sorry, one quick question, because I have a proposal. Is the language in alignment with the policy change we made at the beginning of the year? Because the eligible sick pay for buyout was a balance as of January 1, right?
Yeah, so that, I guess that'd be a question. If they've accumulated leave since January 1 until now, our policy would say we're going to pay out anything that you accumulated through January 1. But if you accumulated more sick leave from January 1 until today, you wouldn't get paid out a third of that sick leave. Is that, that's what the question
is? That's what my question is. Is this proposal staying in alignment with the change we made earlier in the year?
I think we can do that. There's no proposal.
This is just an idea now. Yeah, we can do that. I would support either, because again, you guys are in a tough spot. I mean, you're in a tough spot the minute that this was announced at a public meeting, that October was the date. I know that that weighs heavily on the employees. And I would support anything we can do by way of retention bonuses. And so I would even support if they accrue something between now and October, they would be eligible. But we want that to be a one-time exception in this proposal to make that. And so I just know that we made a policy change specific to this at the beginning of the year. It doesn't matter what I support. But I would encourage others to support. It's gonna hurt if you lose people between now and October.
Yeah.
Because even if you plan on posting those jobs, you're just not going to get anyone to apply.
No.
You're just not. And so retention is paramount for the next 8 months.
And I think we're on board with Layton not hiring any of those people early. They've, you know, given us a gentleman's handshake that, hey, we're not going to hire people out from under you if they're interested, but we don't have any control over the other dispatch centers in the county or in the Wasatch Front. So I didn't take into consideration that in policy, Jeff, so that is something maybe we could look at the numbers difference. Some of these people only have 10 hours of sick leave right now. They're brand new, so they're
probably won't have any. If they accrue something between now and October, in the interest of tracking them as much as we can to retain them, you might want to consider an exception.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you write up the policy, because we're already going to have to do an exception because of those under 10 years, so just say, look, if you're in dispatch and you stay till the merger is complete, you'll get one-third of your sick leave balance as of the day that the merger is complete, or something like that.
Right. What date did you use for these numbers?
October. I just used last.
Okay, so these numbers are.
They're not prorated.
January 1st. Okay. No. So we'll run some calculations and let you know what those actual numbers are.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for finding a solution. I guess all the commissioners agree on this. That's correct? Yep. Thank you. Any other comments, Sean? Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Can I ask just one clarifying question? So it sounds like Sean will put together a draft policy for final consideration that'll come back before the commission for approval at a future meeting. Is that right? Is that what I'm understanding?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
Great. Okay. The time is 9:40. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.